Yes, we're live. Good morning, everybody. How you doing? Welcome. It is a morning disaster. My name is Ray Lionel. With me, as always, is Steve.
Up.
And you said what? Did you say up?
Sup.
Oh, sup. Okay, I was like, what in the hell?
Sup.
Oh, sup. Sup, Steve.
Sup, homie.
Sup. Sup, homie. Yeah. Sup with you, Steve?
Nothing.
You my homie.
Yeah.
It's good to see you. I have vanilla.
Vanilla?
Yeah.
Oh. Is that the good kind? Just vanilla?
It's Fairlife vanilla.
Oh, yes.
They have the chocolate.
Oh,
it smells good. Yeah, I usually have chocolate. So, but they can't. But there's none. They don't have any.
Huh? I wonder why.
I don't know. Sell out. I don't know. All I know is I need it. I need protein drinks. I want to have protein drinks. So
yeah.
Cindy says. Morning, Sugar Bear. Oh, Sugar Bear.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Morning, motherfuckers.
You know Sugar Bear.
Sugar Bear says, morning, all you motherfuckers. What's going on? Vanilla's not too bad. I usually have the chocolate. The vanilla's not too bad.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Oh, well. You know, trying to get myself a good start to the day, buddy.
Yeah,
buddy. That's right. Going about our business. Doing what we must do.
What's that?
Well, entertaining people.
You know. Entertain?
Yeah, we're entertaining people. That's the hope, anyway.
Yeah, that's exactly the hope.
Yeah, keeping people entertained—that's the plan. I'm planning on getting a haircut. By the way, Steve.
Oh, great!
Yeah, I'm gonna chop off. I'm gonna chop it all off. Yeah. Are you? Yeah, I think so. Oh, Bubba Panda says there's a national shortage of Fairlife. Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
God damn it. That sucks if that's true. I love Fairlife. This is made by Fairlife.
Yeah.
Figures. Everybody drinks my... DA says, I've been listening since the early 90s. When does the entertainment begin? How dare, how dare you, DA?
Evidently, you must do something right if you've been listening since the 90s.
How dare you? How dare you insult me? Oh, my God. I got to tell you, my... my shoulder is feeling a little bit better today.
Uh-huh.
Remember, it's been really messed up, but it seemed to have loosened up during the night.
Oh,
yeah,
that's good. Oh,
so look, I can now lift it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe today's the day. Maybe I...
Better be a light one. Yeah,
maybe I'll get some workout going on or something.
You get a little bit of sweat.
Yeah, plus, I'm going to get the haircut. I want to get the haircut today, so...
Oh, yeah. Might as well get it all done while you're out.
Yeah, I know, right? That's what I'm thinking. Did I show you my hair?
Yeah, you should.
That picture, right?
Yeah, you sent that picture yesterday. We saw it. Everybody liked it. I thought it looked good.
Did I show that to everybody?
Yeah, you showed it on. You showed some. Jason shared it.
Yeah, so I think it's gonna look good, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Of course, I don't know. My hair's a little too black. It's a little too black. Like,
well,
you know what I mean? Like here, it's really dark. But it's got, you know, it's got some. I've got enough gray to where I think I can.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. It definitely looks different on the camera than it does in person.
Well, I'm saying that there's so much gray. Like, there's so
there's plenty of gray, especially if you don't have your headphones on and it's just long.
It's just my gray is long. Like, my gray hair is really long. So I'm just saying, when I cut it, I wonder if it's going to be long enough. So I don't know. Corey says it was very a Rex looking hair. How dare you, Corey?
You're going to get blocked, Corey.
Rex wishes he was. Rex wishes he had my looks.
Yeah, right.
I'll tell you what. I am. I was able yesterday to eat. A sandwich. Okay.
Oh.
Here's what I did, though. I ate half a sandwich. I ate the whole thing, okay?
Then
for the other half a sandwich, I just picked off the meat and cheese, and I ate that.
Right.
And I left the bread. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But I didn't eat bread for a whole sandwich, but I did eat
meat and cheese for a whole sandwich. Cheese,
yeah. So that was kind of cool. Huh?
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, that bread expands. So
I eat the protein.
Yeah.
So I told my wife, I'm like, I don't like the bread. She goes, what are you? I don't. When it comes to the bread, I don't care. I don't even miss it.
Oh, yeah.
I said, I'll just eat the meat and the cheese and a little mayonnaise. She goes, what do you want for your sandwich? I said, well, I just want meat and cheese.
Yeah.
And a little mayonnaise to, like, dip it in. My wife goes, what the hell? I said, it's just what I want. You know what I mean? I was like, I don't.
All right. Yeah, I don't want bread.
I just don't want bread. You know, I don't know. It's just my desire for bread is not what it once was. Does that make any sense?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just saying that's what I like to do is I just want the meat and the cheese.
Right.
And then I just want a little mayonnaise to like dip it in.
Right.
So give me meat and cheese and a little cup of mayonnaise or something. That seemed to disgust my wife, but that's what I want. You know what I mean?
Right.
Caddy says we should roll the meat and cheese with lettuce. A lettuce wrap.
That'd be a way to keep it all together.
I don't care if it's. I don't care how nice it is.
Yeah.
I just like. I just want a little mayo to dip it in. You know?
Yeah.
And just let me slop down the meat and cheese. That's all I like. That's all.
Yep. Yep.
You know what I mean?
Well, nothing wrong with that. Sounds good to me. Unless it was like a Hawaiian bread or something like that, or something really fresh.
It was just
plain old French bread.
No, it was a keto whatever bread.
Oh.
It's a sketchy bread. It's just when I eat the bread, it's too much.
Right.
I get too full. So,
but
I'd rather just eat the meat and the cheese because it was ham. Here's what it was, Steve. It was ham and Swiss cheese. A good piece of Swiss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was pretty good.
I got some cheese in the refrigerator. That makes me hungry for some cheese. Yeah.
Yeah, so I figured that's I'll just take the ham and the cheese. And, like, I don't need a lot of mayo. I think I need...
No. Just like you said, this little cup on the side so you can dip your end in it and have a bite.
Yeah.
That way you get meat, cheese, and mayo in every bite.
Yeah, the size of... the size of, like... like, I get these little peanut butter packages.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I get these little... I get these little... Jif peanut butter cup things.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, I don't know, they're so and it's smaller than this. It's smaller
right.
than this, okay? And then you just take it and you take crackers and you dip the cracker in.
Yeah.
And eat the cracker. But I'll take my meat and my cheese.
Yeah.
Take them and I'll dip it in the little mayonnaise pack.
Right, yeah.
Or else, I guess I could take a little mayonnaise pack and squeeze out a little bit or something.
Yeah,
I
don't know, maybe yeah. I'll
do that.
You could do that and be a little bit easier to control how much you take in.
Yeah,
of the like, mayonnaise.
It'd be like dipping fries in ketchup.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. By the way, Corey says he had. Two chicken chummy changes with rice and beans. And street corn from Masabronas. Or Masaboras? What's that?
I don't know. I guess it's a restaurant.
Everything is great. Authentic Mexican food. Great people. Is that a local place? Masaboras?
I've never heard of it.
I don't know. We must have been chimichangas instead of chimmy changes. By the way, chimichanga. Chimichanga.
I was thinking.
Yeah, he says in Chatham. Oh, well.
Oh. I was thinking the same thing. What's a fucking chimichanga?
Chimichanga is not real authentic Mexican food. Just to let you know, it's that's bullshit white people make up.
I saw a fucking somebody posted on that 217 the foodie today. They said, is anywhere I know where I can get great tamales? And I almost put your wife down there.
Ray Lytle's wife makes
it. Yeah.
And then he'll eat them in front of you and tell you how good they are. I don't know.
Because I don't ever see tamales on Mexican restaurants.
No, they're too hard to make.
Yeah.
It's too hard. They're just too much. Involved to make them.
Right.
But they're amazing. I mean, tamales are amazing. Yeah, I think if I think that if they finally well, they'd have to charge too much. You know what I mean? That's the deal.
Oh, for all the materials involved and labor involved in it.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of labor for them. You'd have to charge too much.
Right.
I think that's what it is. Yeah. But, yeah. Oh, yeah. And Wes said that my mom and grandma make some amazing Mexican food. Absolutely. And he remembers that. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, they do. They really do make good stuff. Corey said... To Irene, he goes, it's basically a deep fried burrito then covered in cheese. Yeah, that's in Mexico, they just call it a burrito. But they had to name it chimichangas to get, you know, you white people to think it's something. Oh, that's ooh, let's do this. That's I'm telling you, it's a made-up thing. It's not an actual authentic Mexican food. It was these Mexicans came to the United States and said, hey man, let's take a burrito and deep fry it. Oh, call it a chimichanga. Yeah. Chimichanga is not an actual Spanish word? They just named it that to get, you know, and then white people loved it. They go, fuck, this is great. Bring it out. But all they did is they just took a burrito and they fucking deep fried it. Because these Mexicans came over to the United States and they go, hey, you know what? You know what Americans love? No, what? Deep fried shit. Let's deep fry the tamale. Let's deep fry the burrito. Oh, that's a great idea. Let's call it chimichanga. It must have been made up by fucking Taco Bell or something.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. No, I mean, it probably is good. I've never had one, but if it's a flour tortilla, you know what I mean? Yeah. I bet it fucking deep fries up really good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shit. Americans love deep fried bullshit. We love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look at the biggins. I bet the biggin loved deep fried.
Oh, she did.
Flour, tortillas. Deep
fried anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. I'm so sad the biggin died.
I'm not. I'm glad she's gone.
Poor, I missed the biggin. Oh my
peace, God. Biggins.
Did you see the fucking camera from the cops that went into that Nashville school?
Mm-mm.
Okay, remember when they had that shooting in Texas at Uvalde?
Mm-hmm.
And the cops decided to wait outside and all those children got killed?
Right.
In Nashville, there was none of that shit.
Oh, they didn't know.
No, these guys, these fucking guys, I mean, holy shit. You want to talk fucking heroes. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
These guys went in with such precision. And I mean, it was unbelievable. It was unbelievable how they went in. They did it right. They went and they put on, I mean, they had rifles.
Yep.
And they put on a bulletproof vest and they went in with precision and they just went and did it. They didn't care who was doing anything. Not like those fuckers in Uvalde.
Yeah.
And it was fucking unbelievable. And they're like, go right, go right, go right, upstairs, stairs. And it's really something. And then they get to the shooter. They go in and they hear the shots. And they found the shots and they found the shooter and they took the shooter out.
Yeah.
It was fucking unbelievable. I mean, it was really, really something. It was, I mean, that's how it,
right,
any type of emergency situation, that's what we need. Yeah. Mark says that the first two officers were former military spec ops. Well, I mean, wow. Yeah. I like what Wes says. Yeah. That unfortunately cops have had a lot of practice. Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. And they saw with that Uvalde thing, you saw what they shouldn't do.
Right.
And these guys are like, you know, fuck it. We gotta do it correctly. I mean, it's sad. It's sad that they have to do it. It's sad that children have to go to school. And by the way, this was a private school. You know, we get a lot of public schools that have had these.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, how sad is it that I'm saying we've had a lot of public schools that have had this done? You know, this was a private school. So all those people who say stuff like, well, my child goes to a private school, we don't have to worry about such things.
Oh,
well, guess what? Safe. Now they got to worry about it because mm-hmm. Now they're doing private schools, too.
Crazy comes in all shapes and sizes.
I'm waiting for some homeschooled kids to get taken out. I mean, it, really, it's going to That's
have a paragon ballistic on their kids.
I'm telling you. who knows? I'm just saying that whenever you remember that time, do you remember that time when Columbine first happened?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a high school.
Yep.
And, you know, I was on the air, of course. I was on the air. And I remember people calling in saying, well, it's going to happen in high schools. It's never going to happen in a grade school.
Oh.
And then when it happened at Shady Hook and it happened in a grade school, I remember thinking, I just remember when Columbine happened, they said, it's never going to happen in middle school. It's never going to happen. And then when it happened in a middle school and when it happened in a grade school, in the back of my mind was that person calling in saying, it's never going to happen in a middle school. It's never going to happen in a grade school. But it did. When it did, I just remember how crazy. And then now I'm remembering when I was doing talk radio and I was talking about school shootings in high schools. And everybody gets heated when you talk about it. Everybody gets so pissed off. They get heated. Like some people stop listening to us. You know what I mean? They stop listening because we brought it up. I'm sorry, but it's in the news. I'm bringing it up. There were people that were saying when I was on, there was a shooting when I was on MAY. And I remember I was talking about the school shooting and I just said, oh my God. And I said, we got to actually do something. We got to stop this. The day after the shooting, everybody says, oh, we got to do something. We got to do something. And then they immediately start distancing themselves, especially politicians, especially goddamn politicians.
Oh, yeah.
It's just insane. They say, oh, we got to do something. And then they run away from it. And they're already starting to run away from it, by the way. They are already starting. It is unbelievable. And but I remember someone calling in saying, well, Ray, that's a public school problem. And I go, what? And they go, it's just a public school problem. It'll never happen at a private school. Can I point out the shooting in Nashville was at a private school?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. Yeah, so I'm telling you, man. It's insane. It is insane. No matter where we move the goalpost to, they're always kicking it through it. Mm-hmm. No matter where we're going to move it to, they're going to kick it through it. And I'm telling you, it won't be long before they take out some kind of homeschool kids.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's lunatics with guns.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people don't like talking about the guns, but the lunatics keep getting their hands on them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because buying a gun is too fucking easy.
Yeah.
It's too easy. Too easy. Don't get me wrong. I think there are people in this country that are perfectly safe gun owners. Don't get me wrong. I don't. There are perfectly safe gun owners. But God damn. Some lunatic who has decided to shoot children can go and buy one that easily. That's just fucking crazy, guy. I'm telling you. I don't care who you are. It's insane. It's crazy. Someone wants to buy a gun, that's fine. But If a lunatic wants to buy a gun, why the fuck do we allow them? I don't know.
Ways around everything.
It's just crazy.
Because we have that little thing in the Constitution. It says we have the right to bear arms.
Here's where it doesn't. Somebody will say, "Well, there's so many illegal guns sold on the street." Blah, blah. Yeah, there's some gang members who sold. It's not gang members selling guns. People are getting the guns for violence like this. They go and they're buying them from shops. And they're going to Walmart and they buy whatever. They buy a gun. And there are some states, like here in Illinois, you can go into, there are different shops you can go in and buy a gun.
Right.
But when you buy it, you have to, I've never done this. You buy it, you fill out whatever, the paperwork, and then you come back so many days later, and then you pick it.
Right.
There are some
wait period.
Yes. There are some states where you go in with the money you need and you walk out with the gun. You can literally go in, buy the gun, come outside, and put bullets in the gun. Yeah. This dog of mine better be quiet or there's going to be an assault on my dog if he doesn't stop being quiet.
You would not assault him.
Yeah, I'm just saying that it's crazy. It is. I'm telling you. We need to have something. We need to have something, man. And we've at least got to have the conversation. We need to have a conversation. There has got to be some kind of common sense. There's got to be something to protect people and protect children. Come on. We've got to do something. And I'm saying that this is a job much bigger than us and much bigger than communities. This is a job we've got to do. Congress has to do something. We have to let national politicians have to do something. At least have the conversation. At least have the conversation to figure it all out. No one says we want to ban all guns. That's ridiculous. That's bullshit. We can't do that. We can't do that. It's
no.
But we've got to figure out a way to keep lunatics like this asshole that shot the school. I mean, Jesus. We've got to worry about our children. We've got to give a damn about the kids. So I don't know what they're going to do about it, but they've at least got to have the conversations. But if you get a chance, watch the video of what the Nashville police did during this attack. It is the exact opposite of what that Uvalde, Texas police department, where they sat on their hands and didn't do shit when all those kids got killed. These guys in Nashville, man, they went right in, and they knew that they were going to be targets going in. They didn't give a damn.
That's what we pay them for. I mean, yeah. Just to protect and that.
And I'm telling you, they realized that too. They realized, you know, it's just, you know, firemen and policemen. You know, I've heard people bitch before about how much money they make, you know?
Right.
People bitch about firemen and policemen. Oh, they make so much money. You want to know why? Because when there's danger, they don't run from it. They run into it. And like when a building's on fire and firemen are running into it, it's fucking unbelievable.
Yeah.
When you watch this Nashville video and you see these police officers, they're hearing gunshots and they're running toward them. So whenever somebody bitches about how much money the policemen get paid, there's your reason. You want to know
how why? How much would it take for you to run into a gunshot?
I'm telling you, there's not enough money in the world to get me to run into a building. Period. But I'm saying, if I'm hearing gunshots, holy shit, to run into a building? These guys, you want to watch, and I know this is very sad. It's very sad stuff we're talking about, but holy shit. When you see these guys running in, you feel better. I know it's still sad, but you just feel better about it when you watch this video. To watch what these guys did when they went in, it is unbelievable. They went in so courageously. They didn't give a damn. They knew that the gunfire was going. They ran faster to get to the gunfire. It was unbelievable. So if you get a chance, watch it. And every police department should watch that, because that's how they should act.
They should make a training film.
They shouldn't act like Uvalde, Texas, and sit on their hands. I'll tell you that. Unbelievable. Yeah. Oh, well. Oh, well. So that's going. I just wanted to mention that. If you get a chance, it's a rough watch, but at the same time, you got to watch it, because I'll tell you, these sons of bitches, what these guys do is so brave and so, you know. And I just want to warn you, it does end with them taking down the shooter.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel bad when they took down the shooter.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Shooter deserved it.
Yeah. So I just want to warn you that there's death at the end, but it is unbelievable. It is unbelievable watching that video. Federal authorities Tuesday arrested a man they say firebombed an anti-abortion group after the FBI used DNA it pulled from a partly eaten burrito.
Oh my God.
To connect the man to the mason jar used in the attack. They found the guy from a burrito. Is that insane?
That's fucking crazy.
I don't even know. Let me try to get this name. This guy's name was Haridindu Sankar Roy Chowdhury. Was arrested Tuesday in Boston and charged in connection with the firebombing of the Office of Wisconsin Family Action in Madison on May 8th. Someone had written on the wall of a building in graffiti during the attack that said, "If abortions aren't safe, then you aren't either." And they blew up like the glass at this place, right? Then they found a mason jar inside the building, as well as from the window glass, and on a lighter found at the scene.
Wow.
There were no hits on the DNA in a national database, but Wisconsin State Capitol Police, monitoring a protest on January 21st, saw multiple spray painting on a cursive style writing that had visual similarities to the graffiti outside the Wisconsin family office. Using security video, they identified the owner of a white pickup truck who was seen leaving a parking garage near where the protester had been spray near where the protesters had been spray painting. The truck belonged to a person who lived at this Roy Chowdhury's address. So they went and they took after this building was blown up, this this headquarters, after it was blown up, they found a bunch of DNA. They couldn't match it to anybody though, right? Then they found this truck on the video. Then they started following this truck. Earlier this month, law enforcement officers watched this guy toss a brown fast food bag on top of a trash bin in a parking lot. Police went and recovered the bag, and they found there was a quarter portion of a partially eaten burrito wrapped in wax paper, a soiled napkin, a crumpled napkin, a stack of napkins, the burrito, a wrapper. When they sent that to a laboratory, they found it was the same DNA that was from the explosion. Then they knew they had the guy. And then they followed the truck that they had seen. They followed the truck, and they knew they had the guy. And then they followed the guy, and they eventually arrested him yesterday. All because of it. So I'm just saying, you criminals, from now on, eat your burritos. Eat them all.
Right?
Don't leave a half-eaten burrito lying around.
That's why I keep all my wrappers in my truck.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay. Don't litter. Don't have a half-eaten burrito and don't litter. You're asking. You're just asking for it. Oh, shit.
Well,
I already knew that, D.A., not to throw things out. Just don't want to get caught.
Is that why you don't throw anything out, Steve?
Oh, that explains the mess.
You can't easily peasily just throw something out. You gotta, you got to keep it in your car like Steve does. Only have your garbage thrown at the Recon Tex garbage can.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And keep your receipts, right, Steve?
Oh, yeah. No, you throw the receipts in the floorboard.
So the floorboard is where the receipts go.
Yeah, the floorboards and the ATM receipts and the gas receipts and the Casey's receipts and McDonald's bags go in the back seat.
Yeah.
God.
Along with the car parts.
Is that where you threw the bags when you and Robin would go? Because you and Robin would go out to McDonald's, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we just threw the bags in the back seat.
Yeah. See, like what Wes says, those people with clean cars are sitting ducks. Absolutely. They're just begging the police to arrest them, but not Steve. Not Steve. Steve's like, no. You have to come inside my car to get me. Yeah.
I've always wondered what I'd do if I got really pulled over and couldn't open my door. You know how they get kind of antsy when you open the door and not roll down the window?
Yeah.
I'm afraid a bunch of garbage will fall out when I open the door.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because you can't stick your hands out the window or anything.
Yeah, I can't. You get a big gust and there'd be fucking receipts blowing all over the place.
I was once pulled over for something. And I opened the car and I just got out with my hands up. And I can't remember what it was. And the cop was telling me, get back in your car. Get back in your car. And I was like, but I can't remember why I got out. I got out because there was a reason why I got out. And I just can't remember what it was. And I went, oh, sorry.
Oh, good Lord.
I went, I'm sorry. I thought I was supposed to get out with my hands up. And the guy told me, get back in your car. Put your... You don't have to do that. And I was like, oh, okay. It's like I was just doing what I thought I was supposed to do. I said, well, I watch Cops, and I think this is what I'm supposed to do. Guys, you watch the wrong Cops. Oh, well. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
A 19-year-old student at Louisiana State University was arrested Sunday morning after allegedly taking off with approximately $1,500 worth of beer from Tiger Stadium. Bruce Talata, 19 years old, was arrested and charged with one count of civil burglary after he and several others were captured on surveillance video carrying several cases of beer out of LSU's football stadium. According to WBRZ, a group of people described as college-age males were seen by officers carrying the cases of beer around 3 a.m., but quickly fled the scene before officers could approach them. Police then reviewed surveillance from the stadium and identified the same group taking cases of alcohol and placing them in back of a pickup truck, which was later identified as belonging to Talata. That's how they busted this guy, is they got him, they got his license plate. So Steve, they actually went into, they busted him from his car too. Huh. There might not be any way around it. I'm just telling you. Now, by the way, I'm eating an orange. So you gotta watch it, Steve. A 58-year-old man will spend a year and a half in prison for offering to pay thousands of dollars for a hitman to kill his son.
Oh, wow.
What in the hell? But was caught after dialing the wrong number. Unbelievable. There was a business, a Westlake police captain Jerry Vogel said that a business on Canterbury Boulevard received three calls and two voicemails from a guy where he spoke about wanting to kill his son. In the message, he kept saying it's five grand hit on him. The man also used lots of expletives in the message, saying he didn't care where he at or what he doing or who he with. Kill that motherfucker.
Holy shit.
Vogel said the number that Ramsey apparently wanted to call was only one digit off from the business.
Oh.
At the sentencing hearing, Ramsey told the judge he drank too much when he made the call and stemmed from him getting into an argument with his son. Ramsey apologized, saying, it was a disagreement and I'm very sorry for what I did. It never should have happened. I wasn't being a father. I wanted to kill that motherfucker and I shouldn't have, because I'm his daddy.
Wow.
So I don't know what his son did, but goddamn.
He's taking that whole literal thing. I brought you in this world, I'll take you out.
Damn. He was wanting to take the kid out. That's insane.
Wow.
Yeah.
are nuts.
I don't know. I think the maddest I've ever been at my child. The maddest I've ever been at my child was. I can't remember. And what I wanted to do, it was nothing, certainly nothing like that. Damn. How mad do you have to get at your kid to take him out? Offer $5,000 to take him out?
Pretty damn mad, I'd say. Good Lord.
I mean, that's just crazy. How much would you pay to take someone out, to take a loved one out, Steve?
Oh. Huh. $1,000?
You'd pay $1,000 to take out you'd pay $1,000 to take out a loved one? Why would you take them out? What would be the reason?
Well, I wouldn't take them out if I was able to if my financial situation will be better if I took them out.
Oh, so wait a minute. So you're saying if your financial situation would be better, you would take out a family member.
Right.
I already know who it would be.
What do you mean you know who it's going to be?
His mom.
Your mom has money? So you want to take her out so she'd leave you money?
No. Yes. She already has a will done.
Yeah. Is your name in the will?
Fuck yeah, my name's in the will.
All right. Well, okay, good. I want to make sure your name's in it.
I mean, I only got a copy of the will right here.
I'm just saying that if you took her out, you know, if you took her out, then they looked in the will and you weren't in it. I mean, you'd be pissed off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. You would.
Yeah.
Oh, I would, especially if I spent $1,000 on it.
But isn't your mom like 80 some odd years old?
She will be. She will be here in April. She'll be 80.
Well, I got to be honest. When they hit 80, it's just a matter of waiting.
Well, I've been waiting for fucking 30 years now. They told us 30 years ago that she wouldn't live 6 months.
Your mom, really? What happened there?
She had her first open heart surgery when she turned 50. And the doctor told my brother and I both that if she lived 6 more months, it would be amazing because her heart is so deteriorated. And she's lived 30 fucking years now.
30 years?
Yeah, that was when she turned 50 and she turned 80.
I got to tell you, that's pretty amazing, actually.
Well, she's had a lot. I mean, she's had several open hearts. She had 22 stents and all kinds of shit.
Go, Steve.
And she's still kicking.
Way to go.
Steve's mom. Woo-hoo.
Grandma shit stains. Way to
go. And then we find out the other day she has cancer now.
Oh, your mom's got cancer?
Yeah, she had breast cancer.
Well, yeah, she beat a heart thing for 30
I know,
years.
I know. That's why, you know, we're not.
Did you give,
not,
her, you give her support and tell her how much you love her?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We all got together Sunday. My brother came down and everything. Yeah. I talked about everything. She's fine. She, like she said, I've lived 30 years with what I've been dealing with. She said, this is nothing. I can beat this. Good. She said, I don't need these tits anyhow. They just cut them off.
Well, yeah. Nothing, you know what I mean? You're right.
She said, I'm sure that she didn't wear a bra now anyhow because of her pacemaker. So she said, I'm good with them cutting them off.
Yeah.
She's one less thing I have to wash, Hunter.
One less body part she's got to worry about washing.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the hell? If she's past the point of, I mean, what are boobs for? Boobs are for what? Feeding your baby.
Children, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, hers dried up a long time ago.
I'm saying that.
I'm pretty sure.
I mean,
my brother and I never were more breastfed.
I mean, my wife has great She really has. I mean, what a set of, I mean, my wife has amazing breasts. But the only time she's used them was for my daughter when my daughter was an infant. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And past that, they're just, I mean, they're just for my amusement, I guess. I don't, you know what I mean? But I can't think of, you know,
they look
yeah. nice.
They're just for decoration.
Yeah, but I mean, they're not overly big, and they're not overly small. You know what I mean? They're perfect C cup, whatever. Perfect, you know. My wife has perfect sized breast. Like I said, the only time that she's used them was to feed my daughter when she was a baby. And then the rest was pumping. There seemed to be a lot of pumping going on.
Oh.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You ever see the pumping, Steve?
No, I've never seen that.
There's a little thing they put on these these little things they have they almost like they it's like this little suction thing.
Oh, okay.
And then they have like a little nipple thing, all right? And you attach them, and she would attach them through this this bra thing, whatever. And then it would. Is that the sound?
Oh, yes.
And it would suck all the milk out of her boobs.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. And then she would take those and put those in the fridge, you know.
Huh.
For my daughter's, you know, for my daughter's yep. meals. And breasts are amazing, but when we decided to not have any more kids, you know, like she has really nice breasts now.
Right.
But in all honesty, they're just for me. I mean, it's just so I can look at something and you know, get all excited. So when your mom says I don't need them, she's not lying.
Right.
Right.
You know, I mean, I would be very angry if my wife were to chop hers off or something. You know what I mean? However,
saving her life.
If it came to saving her life, I guess yeah. do away with them.
Yeah.
Get rid of them. God damn it.
I think you can buy artificial ones.
I'd be pissed. I would be pissed. I'd be like, God damn it, get rid of them. But if that was the choice, I'd definitely take her over.
Can we save them? Put them in a jar?
No. I think there's. See? If you're going to get a mastectomy, I think they got to go. You know,
gotta go for the disease.
Yeah. Like Amanda says, she says she doesn't need hers. They just cause backaches. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of women, I'm sure.
They're so damn big.
Women with big boobs. Like Amanda's got big ones. Irene's got big ones. Christina, you got big ones?
They're not too bad.
Not as big as they used to be.
You can have big ones.
Yeah, she did.
When you were the big one?
Yeah. They were quite hefty.
Yeah.
But you lose weight and you lose them.
Yeah, my wife has really. Her breasts right now look amazing. I mean, it is. I mean, they were amazing when I first met her. You know what I mean? They were amazing then, but right now they're holy crap. I mean, and I've never been a breast guy, you know. I'm always more an ass man. I'm an ass man.
You're an ass, all right.
And but I gotta tell you, I really like her breasts the way they are. It really is something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Should have saved this conversation for today, Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
But no. So, Steve, your mom's 80 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, just get a mastectomy.
Yeah. She doesn't need them anyway at this age. No.
Yeah, her aides are not going to pay for them.
Right.
Yeah.
She doesn't see any mirror in her near future.
It's not like her insurance is going to pay for a reconstruction.
Right, exactly.
Hell no. Don't. If she turns into her insurance company, I need a breast reconstruction at 80 years old, they're going to be like, fuck.
Right?
They're going to go, stamp, no.
Denied.
Denied. Denied. Jesus. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. You got to throw the... They'll say, nope, we are not wasting that kind of money. Yeah, so I guess you just get a... because they take even the nip, they take everything off, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
They take off the nipple. And so I know some women get... because my buddy Jason from New Age Tattoos, he is known as this is an honest to God true thing. He is known as one of the best nipple tattooers.
Oh, cover up scars!
Like he literally tattoos nipples
right
on reconstructed breast after mastectomies.
Oh, wow.
Like women get a mastectomy, and then if you're young enough, you get a mastectomy, they give you a reconstruction. But they have to load, I guess they got to load it under they put it under the skin, like they cut off what you got, and then they, you know, there's a lot of tight skin, so they got to kind of stretch it, and I guess it's quite painful for women, but they still get reconstruction. And then he tattoos the nipples on, but his look the most real or whatever. And he's won awards. I mean, it's amazing how, And I saw pictures of, there were pictures of nipples that he did, and they fucking, I mean, it's unbelievable. And he does it with a tattoo gun, and it just, it's unbelievable. But I also think, he does it for, I'm pretty sure he does it for a really good price, or either does it really cheap or free or something. It really seems special that he does. And that's over at New Age Tattoos. And Jason does that. And it's really amazing. I've seen photos of it. And it's really amazing. And I'm like, if you want to be known as, I mean, that's a pretty cool thing to be known for. I mean, because you're basically giving people back.
Right.
You know. You know, you're giving people an amazing thing back. So it's pretty cool. Like, I'll never do anything that cool. Shit. I wish I could tattoo nipples or something. I wish I could do something that, you know, I wish there was something I could do that was special. You know, if there was just, if I could do anything, I don't do anything special.
Oh, like, yeah, you do.
I know how to keep my buddy the pothead from melting down and
You know, a musician, and I say I listen to love me. I love music. I love listening to it, but I don't know how you guys do it.
Don't know what?
Well, you know, I see three or four guitar players and a drum player, and you all play your own thing, and then it makes beautiful music. And I can never do that. I get confused. I mean, one minute I'm playing a drum, and the next minute I'm playing a guitar. My brother's a gifted musician on a guitar and everything.
Show you how to play guitar so you could play along with your brother?
Oh, I could probably play along with my brother and not even learn how to play because he just... Today I hit the rabbit! Splat! Rabbit!
I'm telling you. One of these days, I'm going to start playing guitar again.
Oh, yeah.
When I'm able to walk.
You'll be there soon.
I'm able to walk. I'm going to start playing guitar. Oh, well. I want to play guitar so I can go out and do more Itchy Pickles gigs. That's my goal. That's my goal. I should start practicing now, but too lazy. at least like my guitar is right here.
Right?
Oh, it's still out of the case? Oh, no, it's in the case. Okay.
I put it back in the case.
You got to have Spanky come over and get it out for you?
Yeah, I'll call Spanky. I'll call Spanky and I'll have him come get my guitar out. Yeah. And then I'll play with the guys. Yeah. But first of all, I want to record first. So I gotta get it out, start playing again so I can get used to playing. Then I gotta write new music. Then I'll have to somehow write the music. And then I take the music I write. This is our process. I take the shit I write to Jamie, and then he turns it into something.
Huh.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, well, at least that's how we usually do it. Or else he plays something and I just start singing and that's how we've written the song. So, oh, well, but I still gotta do all that stuff before. Like if we're going to record first, Wes says I should practice guitar and songwriting now. Yeah, I know I should, but. Mm-hmm. I gotta get Spanky to get the guitar out.
Oh, good God.
He can't get the guitar out.
Gotta get the guitar out of my case for me and hand it to me.
Like a good guitar, it away.
Like a good guitar tech. Like I finally grew my hair long enough to get back out there. Now I'm gonna cut it all off.
You cut it all off.
Finally got my rock star hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo!
Oh, God.
And now I'm going to cut it all off. Yeah. So, oh, well. Say goodbye to this mullet or whatever the hell I got going on.
No more man bun.
Cutting all my hair off, Christina.
I saw the picture. I like it.
You think it looks good? Do I look anything like that guy?
You can pull it off.
I look like a fatter version of the model.
You can totally pull it off.
They showed the model, like, found a hairstyle that I like and my wife likes, and it's the hairstyle I want to get. But the guy who's modeling it's really skinny. So I'll be a fat version of the guy. You know? And there, for those who didn't see the picture, there it is. But that's what I'm going to get my hair cut into.
Like
you know?
It.
Yeah. So I imagine this mop of hair. Turning into that.
Mm-hmm. I can see it.
Oh, I like that. I run so far
away. And I run so far away.
God. You gotta get away.
I should just walk around like this.
No.
Hey, what's going on? That looks like my brother in high school.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, what's going on, man? What's up, man? How are you?
No.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show. Look at how fucking poppy that looks. Hey, welcome to the show. It's Morning Disaster. Hey, guys, now we're going to play some Tool for you. Oh,
my God, no.
What's up, dude?
We used to play a Tool song when I – last time the Itchy Pickles toured, we did this. What the hell was the name of that song? I can't remember the name of the song. We did a Tool song in our encore, and people loved it. Sober, yeah. Oh, fuck. We rocked that song, man. Because we did our own version of it. We did our own version because I had to play guitar. And my rhythm guitar is interesting, to say the least. I just couldn't play the chords correctly. So I played a different way. And then Jamie filled the rest. And we had a blast with that song. Yeah, that was really good. I really like that song. I couldn't remember the name of it, but yeah, that's a good time. I gotta find a tape of the Pickles. You know what I mean? But I think a guy with that haircut can play some rock music, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Oh, well. Oh, well. Yeah, I'm going to look like a fat bird. Wes says, kudos if you could nail that chord. No, the song was super easy to sing. The hard part was playing guitar on it. The song was easy. No, that guy's in my range, so that's fine. There's no high notes in that song, Sober. That's fine. Like, those that wonder what my range is like the same as Bono's.
Oh.
From U2. If you ever saw U2, that's my range. I can't get super high, but, you know, my lows are pretty good. Of course, I haven't sang in a long time.
Right.
Well, now my voice is, you know, my voice is so beat up from doing this show. I'm yelling at the stoners on the show.
Who?
Gee, I wonder.
Scratchy throat. Yep. Yeah, but my that's about my voice is about the same as Bono's. To be honest, that's sort of my, I mean, it's not as good as Bono's, but that's my range. You know what I mean? But yeah, I don't remember that song being hard to sing. No, it was easy. The guitar part was the hard part. And Wes says they don't even play that anymore because it's too high. No, there's nothing. There's no high parts of that song. Yeah. But I like that Maynard guy because he did it. He had another band. He had another band that did another song that we did. So I can't remember that Maynard guy from Tool. He had another band. And we did a song from that band too. So I can't remember what the song was, but. Yeah. They were good, you know. Some good music. I'd like to do that. We would do an encore of Sober. We would do Sober. It's a long way to the top if you're gonna rock and roll. AC/DC. And then we play The Who, Bob O'Reilly. Because we would end with our final song being Lesbian Rocker. That would be the last song. And then if they wanted a an encore, we'd come out and do Sober, Long Way to the Top, and Bob O'Reilly. And that would always wrap it up. Because we'd be so out of everything. There'd be no There'd be no energy left after you do that one, you know. But those are good times, man. I remember how, like around 2004, 2005, how good those Pickles shows were. Yeah. They're pretty good. I should do some songs about Steve this time, right?
Definitely.
I don't.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm a very uninteresting person.
We should do songs about Steve. There's got to be some songs about Steve.
There's always songs about Steve.
Right?
Hell yeah.
I need to do some Steve songs.
Cheeto dust.
He's got Cheeto dust on his feet.
Jason.
He's a pants shitter. Doesn't wipe it right, you see. He's a pants shitter.
Oh,
pants shitter, don't you wipe it right from me. Pants shitter!
That's a good one. I like that one.
I saw Steven. I saw Christina kissing.
Oh, no. Even let's scratch that one. Nope.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Mm-mm.
We'll do a whole bunch of new Steve songs. There's a weirdo in the park masturbating as the kids ride by. I forgot the lyrics of that song.
Oh, God.
No, remember, he is something masturbating, saying hi to children. I can't remember all the lyrics of that song, but I do remember that there was masturbating was right in the middle of the lyrics. You know, the whole song's about Steve. Steve was sitting in the bike park. People were riding by on their bikes. And Dan wrote a song to it. It was to the Chicago. There's a weirdo in the park. Watching all the children ride by. Da, da, da. He is smiling, masturbating, getting high on the pot, or whatever the hell it is. Smoking. Da, 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 da. Oh my God, that was fun. I gotta find that song. I think,
oh God.
Whenever I start thinking of songs that we did, that one we did to the Chicago was one of my favorites. God damn, that was great. I just remember that song had the word masturbating. That was so funny. And then wasn't there artwork? Didn't we do artwork to that where...
Yeah, there was a picture.
Artwork, there was a picture of Steve. There was a picture of Steve sitting in a park. It was just fucking fantastic. You gotta find that picture.
I've got it.
Oh, you have it. Is it on your Facebook page?
I think it was your cover photo not too long ago.
Let me see.
Yeah, it was.
Let me check your photos. Oh, there we go. Yeah. There's a weirdo. Here's the picture. There's a weirdo on the back trail. There's Steve with his cheesy puffs and his megaphone and his orange Fanta. And there's children riding by. There's a weirdo in the park watching all the children ride by. Shit. All I remember is he is sitting masturbating and he's drinking Fanta. Holy shit, that was a fucking funny song. Oh my God. That is fantastic. I think that was my favorite song that we did of Steve's. Of all the Steve songs, that was my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
God damn. I don't know why. I think it was because that line, masturbating was there.
Good Lord.
And I think that just made me laugh so hard. Masturbated. And he's drinking Fanta. God damn, that's funny. We gotta do some more Steve songs.
Waiting for a ride.
Oh shit. Tyler says, have Dan write songs about Steve. Well, he usually does. Every Thursday writes a song about Steve.
Right?
Yeah, on our subscriber shows, every Thursday there's a Steve song. I just love them.
There's a new Steve song coming Thursday and a Ray song.
Yeah, I love them. I love them. I just don't remember any of them.
Right.
Damn. Son of a bitch. A great Steve song. Any Steve song that has the word masturbating in it is a gem. That's a gem.
Oh, God. Okay. So Dan needs to write more songs about Steve masturbating. Got it.
Tyler says you should sing the lesbian rocker. If I was a Fanta drinking creeper, then I would be on a certain list. If I was a Fanta drinking creeper, my pants would be full of excrement. No.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You want to know what I did all day yesterday?
Played MLB.
Played MLB 23.
Played MLB The Show 23. I played it all day. Holy shit. And we started a new league. So anybody who's got the game, get hold of me, because there's only 16 teams, and I think we've already got – there's only 16 spots, and I think we've already got 10 teams.
Oh.
Yeah. And, Steve, we were going to save you your team, but
– yeah.
They didn't do it right, so the Mets are not saved, but you can pick another team, and I'll make sure to get that team for you today. I'll find a way to get it. All right?
Twenty-four hours ago, oh, Pussy Coffee Masturbating.
Oh, Lord. If that ever happens, I swear to God.
Yeah, one of these days you're going to walk into his house. Oh, my God.
I will gouge my fucking eyes out.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
No.
There he's sitting in his chair with books on his lap. His hand is moving really, really, really fast.
Oh, God.
Does it really move fast, though, Steve?
I mean, how fast can
you? Yeah, it has to because it's a very short stroke. Yeah, yeah. Yep, yep. Like that. Yeah, more the claw. More the claw typing. What it is.
Oh, see, God.
I use this right here, this area right here, as a protection.
As a protection. All right.
So when I do reach the climax area, yeah, it deflects off my finger.
Oh,
and not shoot.
Oh, so it doesn't just go straight out.
Yeah, I catch most of it in my hand. Oh. And I wipe it on the sheets.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Lord help me.
Yeah, Steve, your buddy Matt's back in the new league.
I'm my buddy, man. He's Corey's buddy. Oh, I noticed his first question was, is Irene and Chrissy in the league?
Yeah, the first question.
What the fuck? Mm-mm.
I was going to put in there, yeah, they're both single, buddy.
Mm. No, we are not. Don't start that shit.
Isn't Dan, what username is Dan going for? So I could send him an invite because he said he was going to use your Xbox, Christina. I don't know what name he goes under.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he'll try to make the same one he used on PlayStation or not. Mm-hmm. We'll have to make him a whole new account.
Just let me know the name so I could send him an invite.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm ready to play today. But I'm trying to get Steve a team, and I want to get his team saved. Like,
computer. Yeah, you tried it. You were right. There's a bunch of ungrateful bastards in this league. Nobody can figure out. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it.
Yeah,
hey, I want to play a game.
There's a button that says Abandon League. Just click Abandon League, and then I'll send you another invite, and you come back and you pick Steve's league. God damn.
Everybody's like, I don't know how to do it. Don't worry about it.
I was just like, fuck it. I'll just let me get with Corey and we'll do it. Son of a bitch. Yeah.
I had you too, Corey.
I played a game yesterday with, I just played a random game.
Mm-hmm.
I beat a guy like 6-0.
Oh, wow.
My first game on, I just played a rated, you know, game and beat this.
Right.
It was pretty cool. So yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. This MLB The Show 23 is pretty cool. It is. It's pretty cool. It's the same fucking game. It really.
Right.
Is.
Yeah.
It's the same game, just new players and some new graphics and.
Right.
There's new things that the announcers say and stuff like that, but it's really cool. I also started a franchise, Steve.
Oh.
I'm playing the Kansas City Royals.
Oh, cool.
And I want to play one of the worst teams in the league. I want to see what I can make them do. So I'm playing one of the worst leagues possible, one of the worst teams possible, to see what I can, you know, get out of it. And then I joined one league. I'm the Toronto Blue Jays. I'm in another league of guys.
But, yeah.
You know. We'll see how long that goes. You know. But anyway, that's what's happening. That's what's happening. There's no Pirates. Steve, what team do you want? Do you know? Because
I don't know.
Want the that. Mets, but the Mets are taken. Somebody else took the Mets.
Huh. I don't know who's left. I hope to have a game probably the day tomorrow. I hope to.
Well, just let me know. If you want,
I will.
Can pick a team for you that's, you know,
I will.
One of the teams that's good. Because, like, the Angels are available. The Angels have shows.
I'll take them. I'll take the Angels.
Have Ohtani and Trout and all those guys. That's a good team.
That was the one I thought about, too, the Angels. Yeah. I figured somebody hiked them up first.
Nobody's taking them yet. I think there's 10 teams. I'll have to check, but I think there's 10 teams in the league. And out of 16, so.
Right.
But people were coming in today. I just sent a bunch of invites yesterday to get people. And
right.
You know. So people were joining. But I want to get our local guys in. And
oh, yeah.
One.
At least the ones that play.
Goose took the Astros.
That's cool.
That guy Andrew took he took the Seattle Mariners. Mariners are good.
Really?
Yeah, they're good this year. People are predicting them to do really well.
Wow.
Somebody, Corey took the Braves. The Braves are good. I'll tell you that.
Oh.
I played the Braves. They're really good. I got the Phillies.
Jason's Cardinals.
Jason's the Cardinals, yeah. So there's a bunch of teams that are taking, but there's a bunch of teams open too. Nobody's got the Dodgers yet, I don't think.
Oh, really?
Nobody's got you know, there's a couple of good teams left. So but I'll get you. We'll get you one.
Yeah. Dan says he wants a non-suck team.
Dan says what?
He wants a non-suck team.
Yeah, there's a bunch of good ones, and if he gets in now, as soon as he gets in,
he'd be a non-suck player then. You a non-suck team, you gotta be a non-suck player.
Our show today is brought to you by our friends at Recon Techs. That's Recon Techs, your one-stop vehicle reconditioning center. Call 217-670-1132. Recon Techs, you guys. Get your car detailed or coated. And there's so many different things you can get done to your car at Recon Techs. Give them a call, 670-1132. Let them hook you up. And Just Beds. Just Beds over 3120 Montvale Drive. Just Beds. They give you a good 8 hours of sleep. I can't think of anything better in your life than getting a good 8 hours of sleep. It's Just Beds. Just Beds, 3120 Montvale Drive. They are the yawn exterminators. Let Just Beds show you a good, comfortable mattress for a good price. Whenever you need a mattress, get to Just Beds. It's Just Beds. I want to thank everybody for checking the show out today and remind you to come back tomorrow. We're on again tomorrow at 8 a.m. Have a great, great rest of your day. Remember, tonight is Wednesday, so we get Stainless tonight. And this comes after a successful show of Smoke Signals last night.
Mm-hmm.
Successful Smoke Signals last night, Steve?
Of course.
Yeah.
We will be late tonight. I got to go get.
Why don't you just change the time?
I have to get Elliot. Why don't you
just change the time to 6:30?
Yeah.
Because you don't have to go through it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are always live at 6:30.
Yeah.
This show's good until I got to stop listening to it.
Well, if you wouldn't talk shit.
It was always good. I don't talk shit. You guys talk the shit.
We just repeat the shit.
Steve is watching, masturbating, and he's eating Cheetos. Bubba says, you guys had a good show. They had a good show last night, huh? Bubba's proud of the show last night, Steve.
We did. We talked about a lot.
Yeah. I should go back. Should go back and watch it. How high was Steve?
Huh?
Very. He's always high.
Steve, I bet he was fucking super high.
He always is.
Yeah.
Well, I'm having to get high because I'm having some pain issues. I need to just get some pain pills. But...
Well, what kind of pain issues are you having?
My fucking foot's bothering me.
Foot. My foot's so dirty.
I don't think it'd be dirty. I keep a fucking sock on all the time. I keep it clean and dry.
Well, I don't know how it's so dirty. Maybe you need to wash it once
a week. Bathe once a week. I mean, how are you keeping it clean?
I bathed yesterday. I had guests come to my house.
What guests?
Oh, you had guests?
Who showed up?
Jeff, Shelly,
Robin.
No.
Martha. Over. Martha.
Jason Wilhite.
What'd he come over for?
Ambit.
Was that something he's trying to sell you? What is it? I don't know.
Yeah, energy thing.
Oh.
Save me on my power bill. I've been a customer. I just had to re-sign up.
Oh. Well, there you go. I have no idea how
saved that works. Me over $100 last year on my power bill.
No idea how that works. All right. There you go, buddy.
I change the sock every time I shower, Bubba.
You don't clean your foot?
Yeah, I take a shower. I go in, I take the bandage and sock off, put the sock on the dirty clothes, get in the shower, shower up. Then when I get done,
you get soap on it and scrub it and all that stuff?
Yeah, with the brush and all that. And then I get out of the shower. After I walk back to the bedroom, I sit on the bed, which is how Shelly caught me when naked. I re-clean my wound and I scrub it real good with another towel and alcohol and everything. And then I put a clean bandage on it.
I bet he cleaned it with a toothbrush.
That's a good idea, though. I just got a new power toothbrush. That's a good idea, though.
Yeah, there you go. Get in there and scrub it. Clean it real good.
But I have to waffle sump with the good foot because I can't get any feces in this thing. And it's packed into my sore on my other foot. Then I'm really getting bad affected. I don't waffle sump. I just kind of kick the pellets out of the way so water will drain.
And this is why I don't clean his bathroom.
So you shit in the shower?
No, I clean my butt out in the shower.
His butt boogers.
And then you step. Then you step on the feces.
Well, because I seem to be, I guess in my old age, I seem to be losing hair. So I always have a hair full and drain full of hair. And it won't go down. And if I get too much hair in it, then the pellets won't flow down the drain properly. So I have to move the hair out of the drain and kick it to the back of the tub. And so everything will drain. The poop drains down the toilet. I mean, down the bathtub.
Unbelievable.
I wash it all down with soap.
Well.
Oh my God, Steve.
Yes, I clean sock every time.
Oh, boy. Well, my shoulder's feeling better. Look, I can actually lift it up today. I think tomorrow I get to go and start lifting weights again. Because there is... My calf is almost healed. What are you doing? My calf is almost healed. And now my shoulder is feeling a lot, but it's almost pain free. And then I'm ready to get in there and work out. So I'm very excited about that. Very excited.
Just take it easy though, so you don't re-injure it.
Very excited. Yep. But maybe I'll go out and get a haircut today. I know you guys are jealous. Jealous of how awesome my hair is going to look, aren't you, Christina?
Yeah, I am. I think it's going to look good. I can't wait to see it.
I hope so.
It's only hair. It'll grow back.
It's only what?
It's only hair. It'll grow back.
Yeah, but I think it looks good. I mean, I think this the new hairstyle. Yeah. Once again, here's the hairstyle. But I haven't found anybody that could actually cut this. I need to get a hairstylist that can cut that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who the hell can cut that. See, that's what I want. I want that guy's hairstyle.
Right. I just go into Great Clips and say, can you do this?
Okay. Well, Great Clips is not going to give me that cut, are they?
I don't know. That's what I do. I look up on my phone and say, this is what I want. Oh, okay.
Well, you must find somebody that looks like shit. I mean.
I cut my hair last time, thank you.
Yeah, we can tell.
Just saying, I want to get it cut, so I'm hoping to get out today and get it done.
I've been thinking of doing what Bubba does, shave my head.
Oh, no. Don't shave your head.
So two bald assholes. So now there's going to be two bald assholes on that show.
Although I really like, Jesse the Body Ventura's hair. I really like it now. It's like, bald. A little hair puts them around the back. It's real long.
No. He's bald, but he's got long hair. What the hell are you talking about?
Well, the top of his head is bald. I mean, totally bald. But he has a ring that's real long.
So he's got hair like on the very back of his head?
Yeah, yeah, all the way around. And it's long down past his shoulder. But the top is bald.
Oh, my God. No.
It's really great. I mean, he's old, of course.
Steve wants a skullet.
I thought about that.
No.
Bunch of bald assholes. Yeah, Hulk Hogan has that look.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Back of his head all along.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I've never had to shave. I don't even have a receding hairline, but you know. But there's a lot of guys that look good bald. I've never, you know.
Some guys can pull it off.
I don't think I look good bald.
No.
I got a lot of moles and crevices.
I think my hair is about the same length. It's the same. It's been, you know, when I was a kid, it was down to like. It seemed like it was down to here, but it seems like it's been this same. It's, you know what I mean? Ending at the same place since I was like in my 20s. So there's one thing I have is good hair, I guess.
Right, yeah.
But the color sucks. Now it's all gray and shit. Oh, fuck. I should color it
dark. No. Do not color your hair.
I should color it blue.
Men should not color their hair.
Mm-mm. I should color my pubes.
Oh my fucking God.
I'll color my pubuscus. Let me tell you something, brother. What you gonna do when Steve shower shits all over you? Shower shit on you. Yeah, brother. This is my natural color, and it's literally my hair has literally turned gray in the last, well, by the time I turned 50, 53 or whatever is when it really started going. I mean, it literally went from black to whatever the fuck color this is. I mean, that looks like white to me.
Yeah.
But oh well. All right. We'll see how it looks when I get a cut.
Yeah.
All right. So stainless tonight, stainless on Wednesday nights. Morning Disaster Thursday night subscriber show. Morning Disaster Friday subscriber show. Saturday subscriber show. Remember, Goose Troop is Monday, and the two bald assholes are Tuesday. Or three bald assholes. Is Corey going to cut his too?
Oh, God. No. I hope not. Corey, do not.
Wouldn't it be great if one week they showed up?
No. Oh, shit.
Three bald assholes. Three bald assholes. Stainless at 6:30 tonight for subscribers. Make sure that you subscribe and become. This show is Stainless is so good, you guys. You'll love it. All right. That's a Patreon, patreon.com/morningdisaster. My name is Ray Lytle, along with Steve and Christina. You can also listen to any replays on morningdisaster.net. We play replays all day long.
That one yesterday, Jim, get arrested, part one. Oh my God, that was so good.
And then check out tonight, the subscriber show. Yeah, the Jim Gets Arrested Part 2 comes out today.
Oh, great.
Yeah, on the Daily Disaster clip. Plus, there's a classic show coming out today from March 29th of, I believe, 2000 or something.
Wow.
So there's classic shows coming out every day, too. So, all right, you guys, we thank you so much, and we're going to wrap it up. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody. Steve is masturbating.